Good morning, and thank you for tuning into Fire Shut Up My Bones. Please turn into Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27. It says there, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. Lord, please forgive me my sins. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. History has conjured up ungodly men who rejected God and replaced God with foolishness. The Bible reminds us in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Men like Charles Darwin, whose lips influenced genocide, racism, and the very wicked communist that sin has ever spawned. See Darwin to Hitler by Richard Weikart. Very good information on what I just mentioned. Men like Friedrich Nietzsche, whose lips influenced those to believe there is no God. Nietzsche's lips influenced Leopold and Leob to kill 14-year-old Bobby Frank, a relative, in May 21st, 1924. They killed him with a chisel and stuffed his body in a sewer. The next morning, the Frank family received a special delivery letter, a ransom note demanding 10,000 unmarked bills for the return of the boy's dead body. Friedrich Nietzsche is a wicked man. Do not quote him. I hear some Christians quoting Friedrich Nietzsche, and what a shame that is. Friedrich Nietzsche is a wicked man. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Nietzsche was a fool who is described in Proverbs 14, 1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Friedrich Nietzsche didn't believe there was a God. I'm here to tell you there is a God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. We have men like John William Money, whose lips of fire influenced David Reimer, who influenced parents to raise David Reimer as a girl. David Reimer, born Bruce Peter Reimer, August 22nd, 1965, was a Canadian man born male but raised as a girl following medical advice and intervention after his penis was severely injured during a botched circumcision in infancy. The psychologist John Money, psychologists are crazy. Psychologist John Money oversaw the case and reported the reassignment as a successful and as evidence that gender identity is primarily learned. So John Money is the father of this gender identity nonsense, this LGBT nonsense. The academic sexologist Milton Diamond later reported that Reimer's realization that he was not a girl crystallized between the ages of 9 and 11 years old, and that he was living as a male by age 15. Well known in medical circles for years, anonymously as the John Joanne case, Reimer later went public with a story to help discourage similar medical practices. In 2004, at age 38, he committed suicide after suffering severe depression. He parked his car in a grocery parking lot, placed a shotgun to his face, and pulled the trigger. You don't really hear anything about this man. It's 2022, and all you hear is people don't know what a woman is, don't know what a man is, and changing their identity, their gender identity. I'm here to tell you, there will be much suicides in America. a man with the lips of fire named Michael Swift, a sodomite, or as they called him back then, a gay revolutionary. There's nothing gay or happy about that lifestyle. It is the most miserable lifestyle on the face of the world. A gay revolutionary wrote the Homosexual Manifesto in 1987, a manifesto that proclaims its goals in converting young boys to sodomy from every corner of your son's life. Beloved, you need to read that Homosexual Manifesto. I'm just going to say it right now. I don't think it's a wise idea for pastors to go out and say we ought to love them. I'm here to tell you, if you read the Homosexual Manifesto, they have an agenda after your kids. I am talking about a sodomite that commits every act of immorality that I cannot mention on this program explicitly. They are after your kids. They have a motto that says, get them at 8 before it's too late. I don't want to risk my son being sodomized by these men because I was friendly to them. I don't want my sons to see their dad be friendly to a group of people that want to sodomize my children. It's a very serious thing. In the Bible, God rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not just a sin. I'm tired of preachers saying that all sin is the same sin. The sin of homosexuality is different from stealing a piece of candy from the grocery store. All sin put Jesus on the cross, but I'm here to tell you, the sin of homosexuality to God Almighty is an abomination. There's a difference, beloved, and I don't care what any preacher says to me about this. I'm willing to stand on my own 2 feet and with the support of the Word of God that homosexuality is a worse sin than stealing a piece of candy. It's an abomination to the Lord. Why is that? Why is that? If you in the Bible, when you steal something, you must restore what you stole. Sometimes in the Bible, it says you have to restore 7 times what you took. I do not see in the Bible where it says that God rained down fire and brimstone upon those that stole. But those that commit homosexuality, God rained down fire and brimstone. So please understand, homosexuality is very bad. All right, so wrote in the Homosexual Manifesto, 1987, a manifesto that proclaims its goals in converting young boys to sodomy from every corner of your son's life. Whether it be in school and the military, the Homosexual Manifesto expressed that the sodomite influence is their goal, and it is being accomplished today. There is so much to say about this, about the lips of fire, but understand what lips of fire can do. Lips of fire is influenced by Satan, the father of lies. John chapter 8, verses 44 and 45. It says, ye are of the father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Guys, what those men I just mentioned to you, they are liars and full of deceit. See what I'm trying to get at from our text verse. The tongue of wickedness kindles fire. It's the tongue of wickedness. The lips of fire is a little ember, and mankind is the kindle. Once it sparks a piece of kindle, it spreads throughout the world. In Australia, the LGBT movement is strong. In Israel, the influence of sodomy is strong. In America, the influence of sodomy is strong. In England, the influence of sodomy is strong. Throughout the world, sodomy is becoming strong. Evolution is becoming strong. These wicked ideologies is becoming strong. Why is that? Because of the lips of fire. Today, I want to preach on the lips of fire. Point number one, the wicked diggeth up perversion. Verse 27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil. Things we don't normally think about is resurrected by the ungodly. Bestiality, lowering the age of consent. There was a college professor, I forgot the name of the college, who is advocating that men should sodomize little boys and that should be legal. This, what you're seeing today with sodomites adopting small children and putting dresses on them, mothers in Texas wanting to remove the reproductive organs from the three-year-old son and supported by the judge. That happened, by the way. This is only the beginning. Ungodly man diggeth up evil. Every perversion under the sun is resurrected by the ungodly. By the way, the Bible says that nations that forget God will crumble. Nations shall be turned into hell. I forgot the verse. Then the forget God. Okay, notice number two, his influence. Verse 27, understand that all a fire needs is burning material and a small ember to cause a giant forest fire. That's what is happening in America today. That's what's happening in schools today. And shame on the preachers who are too cowardly to speak on the sin of homosexuality, evolution, and so much the more. The lips is the ember and people are the kindle. James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. His lips are aggressive. They don't care how old your child is. In kindergarten, you have sodomites reading to kids in kindergarten, but you can't even read the Bible to kids in the public school system. They have Islam being taught in schools and evolution, a very racist belief. It caused the Columbine shootings in 1992. Proverbs 4:16, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief. Mischief is evil, any evil deed. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. They are troubled that they cannot get someone to fall into sin. Psalm 36, verses 1 through 4. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Wow. No fear of God before their eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth. Now catch this, please. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Let me tell you something. These rap videos, country music videos, any type of music under the sun, it is deceitful. When it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Let me tell you something. People dying from AIDS, HIV, and all these nasty diseases because all they do is have sex all day long, they're dead. They caught a disease and they died. It's deceitful. Do not think that iniquity is a good thing. When you see the television shows, Hollywood, TV commercials making iniquity look good, that's deceitful. He had left off to be wise and to do good. Right? He doesn't do nothing good. He's an evil, evil person. He devises mischief. Now look. When someone calls a kid mischievous, they're not using the word right. Mischief is evil. Mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. That's people with the lips of fire. That's the ungodly. They're crazy. All right? They influence others to do wrong. That's what they're doing in school. That's what they're doing throughout the world today. Micah 2:1. Woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. They're just devising this thing all day long. When the morning is light, they practice it. So basically, they're thinking about what they're going to do the next day. Oh, I'm going to steal. I'm going to influence the kids in my class that homosexuals are okay. You could put the condom on those guys and commit immorality. You could do this and that and the other. That's what they do. It is wrong. It's evil. And it is highly detrimental to our society. All the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Look what's happening to the country today. Let me see if I can find that verse. I got to get that verse. Let me see. Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God. We have forgot God, folks. We really have. And that's why the nation is in the state that it is today. Just immorality increasing every day. And God can't bless a nation like that. We ought not to sing God Bless America when we have the influence of abortion, sodomy, evolution in every aspect of our lives today. Guys, I haven't watched TV since I was a teenager. I don't have cable. But every now and then you go on YouTube, and basically the reason why they call them that is because it's sticks that should be burned. Now listen to me very carefully. In Israel, when someone dies a very dishonorable death, they actually set them on fire. That was the custom. Why do you think the homosexual is labeled as that? It is such a deplorable sin. And that's why they're referred to as that. Okay. Point number three and last. Don't help spread wicked influences. All right. Now, this is very important. I am very, very, very adamant against those who want to repeat quotes from wicked men. Why in the world will you want to sing or quote something from someone who hates our God? Don't repeat corruption. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now, every time when people mention this verse, they think of cussing. And that's a part of it. But corrupt communication is something that's so corrupt that it does not edify the individual. It corrupts the individual. Homosexuality corrupts the individual. Evolution corrupts the individual. Islam corrupts the individual. Catholicism corrupts the individual. Mormonism corrupts the individual. Buddhism corrupts the individual. Christian Science corrupts the individual. And I can go on and on. Don't repeat it. Some of these Christians, oh, that guy got karma. You're a Christian. Why are you mentioning that stuff that's a Buddhist term? Let no corrupt communication proceed every month. I remember one guy, he really ticked me off because my wife is nearby and his kids, and he's trying to influence my wife and her siblings about what Friedrich Nietzsche said. First of all, Friedrich Nietzsche didn't believe there's a God. Okay? He is corrupt. Now, suppose those young intelligent men who that guy was influencing, and I call them intelligent because they do have the head screwed on right, said, man, Friedrich Nietzsche is a pretty interesting guy. They forsake the Bible and start listening to that man. Leopold and Leo, who I mentioned in this program, did you know they could speak several different languages? They were highly intelligent, and they listened to Friedrich Nietzsche and killed someone, murdered someone. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is the good of edifying. You know what's edifying? The Bible. The edifying rebukes. It helps you to take the problems out of your life if you listen to it. That it may minister grace to the hearers. Don't have pleasure in filth. Romans 1:32. Who knoweth the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You ought not to be watching sitcoms where they make adultery look like just an everyday activity. That's wrong. What do we get out of all this? The fact of the matter is, we need to quench the lips of fire. Okay, lastly, we'll read the verse again. An ungodly man digeth up evil, and his lips there is a burning fire. Basically, in a nutshell, an ungodly person is not just ungodly to himself. With his lips of influence, he kindles up corrupt communication and spreads it throughout his society. It only takes one man to do this, to spread corruption throughout society. And that's what has happened in America and in the world today. Homosexuality is influenced in the public school system. Margaret Sanger, one woman, took prayer out of school. And we could go on and on. In his lips, there is a burning fire. If you're not saved, know this, that the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, right? That's payment. The only way you can pay for your sins is hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ paid for your sins on the cross and rose again. He paid for your sins on the cross with his life and rose again. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you want to get saved, just call upon the name of the Lord, because he's the only way to heaven. John 14:6, I am the way. Yeah, that's right. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Romans 10:13, for whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not saved, I implore you, ask Jesus to save you today.